bienvenidos al último programa de 2009 de The Broadway a la Gran Vía. Los fans de Stephen Sondheim están de enhorabuena porque rescatamos a uno de los más grandes autores del musical neoyorquino después de varios meses sin escuchar ninguna de sus obras. Hoy es el turno de Follies, uno de sus trabajos más populares, bueno, plagado de bellísimas canciones. Además, vamos a escuchar una de las mejores versiones. Se trata de la mítica grabación de 1985 en directo, dirigida por el propio Sondheim, codirigida por Jacques Mercier y Paul Gemigani, interpretada por la Orquesta Filarmónica de New York con las voces de Adolph Green, André Gregory, Arthur Rubin, Barbara Cook, Betty Comden, Carol Burnett, Daisy Prince y Elaine Street, entre otros. El libreto de Follies es de James Goldman y fue estrenada en Broadway en 1971 bajo la dirección de Harold Prince y Michael Bennett, quien también se encargó de la coreografía. Nos encontramos en el viejo teatro Weizmann, que recientemente será demolido y en el que tiene lugar una reunión en honor al coro de chicas que un día actuaron allí. Entre los escombros podemos ver los fantasmas de las bailarinas. Al entrar unos camareros, los espectros se diluyen lentamente. Entonces comienzan a aparecer las antiguas estrellas del teatro. Sally Durand Plumer, una mujer pequeña, rubia, juvenil y enérgica de 49 años que llega con su marido Buddy. Y después entra Phyllis Rogers Stone, una mujer tremendamente atractiva y sofisticada que también aparece con su marido, Ben. Desde este momento sabemos que existe cierta tensión entre ambas parejas. Finalmente aparece el señor Weissman. Entonces Roscoe, un anciano tenor, anuncia a las chicas igual que lo hacía años antes.
So many of you came. I am astounded. Welcome to our first and last reunion. I'm Dmitri Weissman. Every year, between the wars, 1919 to 1941, I staged a Follies in this theater. Since then, for 30 years, this house has been a home to ballet, rap, movies, blue movies, and now, in a final burst of glory, it's to be a parking lot. Before that happens, I felt an urge to see you one last time. A final chance to glamorize the old days, to stumble through a song or two, and lie about ourselves a little. So, to get things going, the inevitable Roscoe, here as always, to bring on the Weissman girls.
Mientras el resto de los invitados recuerdan el pasado, la historia de Ben, Phyllis, Buddy y Sally comienza a extenderse. Sabemos que las mujeres un día fueron compañeras de piso, mientras los hombres eran grandes amigos desde el colegio. Sally y Ben comienzan a hablar de su pasada relación amorosa. Buddy y Phyllis no tardan en unirse a sus cónyuges para recordar el pasado. En ese momento sus fantasmas o sus espectros vuelven a aparecer por el escenario y toman forma para contarnos lo que sucedió.
What do you say up there? God, the four of us together back here. Hey up there, hey up there, what do you say up there? Jeez, I see it all. It's like a movie in my head, it just plays and plays. It's not just the bad things I remember, it's the whole show. Waiting around for the girls upstairs after the curtain came down. Money in my pocket to spend. Honey, could you maybe get a friend for my friend? Hearing the sound of the girls above, dressing to go on the town. Clicking heels on steel and cement. Picking up the giggles floating down through the vent. Goddamn, there's dollars that I ever spent. We're waiting for the girls upstairs. Hey, up there.
Way up there.
What do you say up there?
Picked up your mail.
I remember me and Ben, we'd come around at 10. Me and Ben would hang around the wings, watching things with what the hell was his name, you know, the old guy. Max, I remember anyway. There we'd stay until the curtain fell. And when that curtain fell, then all hell broke. Girls on the run and scenery flying, doors slamming left and right.
Girls in their undies blushing but trying not to duck out of sight.
Girls by the hundreds waving and crying, see you tomorrow night. Girls looking frazzled and girls looking great. Girls in a frenzy to get to a date. Girls like a madhouse and two of them late. And who had to wait?
Stalling as long as we dare. Which dress from my wardrobe of two? One of them was borrowed and the other was blue. Holding our ground for the boys below. Fussing around with our hair. Giggling, wriggling out of our tights. Chattering and clattering down all of those flights. God, I forgot there ever were nights of waiting for the boys.
We're beat.
You look neat.
We saw you in the wings.
Our things.
Did someone pass you in?
Slipped a fin to what the hell is his name? You know the doorman.
Al.
No.
Big.
Fat.
Young.
Bald.
Hairy.
Yeah.
Okie dokes.
Come on, folks.
And where we gonna go?
A little joint, I know.
What?
Great new show there.
Hey, I thought you said tonight it'd be Tony's.
This joint is just as grand.
We girls got dressed for dancing at Tony's.
This joint is in demand.
Ta-ta, goodbye, you'll find us at Tony's.
Wait till you hear the band.
You told us Tony's that we
I told you Tony's. I never said Tony's.
Well, Fred mentioned Tony's.
It's Ritzy.
upstairs. Weren't we chuckleheads then?
Very young and very old hat. Everybody has to go through stages like that.
Waiting around for the girls upstairs. Thank you, but never again. Life was fun, but oh so intense. Everything was possible and nothing made sense. Back there when one of the major events was waiting for the girls, waiting for the girls, waiting for the girls upstairs.
Las parejas se sienten conmocionadas con el recuerdo de estos hechos. En el viejo teatro también hay otros miembros de la tramoya que recuerdan, ya mayores, sus hazañas sobre el escenario cuando eran jóvenes.
I'm just a Broadway baby, walking off my tired feet, pounding 42nd Street to be in a show. Oh, Broadway baby, learning how to sing and dance, waiting for that one big chance to be in a show. Oh, gee, I'd like to be on some marquee, all twinkling lights, a spark to pierce the dark from Battery Park to Washington Heights. Someday, maybe, all my dreams will be repaid. Heck, I'd even play the maid to be in a show. Hey, Mr. Producer, I'm talking to you, sir. I don't need a lot, only what I got, plus a tube of grease paint. Slaving at a 5 and 10, dreaming of the great day when I'll be in a show. Oh, Broadway baby, making rounds all afternoon, eating at a greasy spoon to save on my dough. Oh, at my tiny flat is just my cat, a bed and a chair. Still, I'll stick it till I'm on a bill. All over Times Square. Someday, maybe, if I stick it long enough, I may get to strut my stuff, working for a nice man like a Ziegfeld or a Weissman in a great big Broadway.
Entre Sally y Ben existe la mayor tensión. Por un lado, Sally admira la glamurosa vida de Ben. Por el otro, este se pregunta si tomó la decisión correcta al dejar a Sally por Phyllis. Ella trata de mostrarle, y también de convencerse a sí misma, de lo feliz que ha sido su vida junto a Buddy todos estos años, pero en realidad nunca terminó de olvidar a Ben, y siente que éste la utilizó en el pasado. Finalmente Sally y Ben comienzan a bailar como ya hacían en el pasado encima del escenario.
Life is slow, but it seems exciting, 'cause Buddy's there. Gourmet cooking and letter writing, and knowing Buddy's there. Every morning, don't faint, I tend the flowers. Can you believe it? Every weekend, I paint for umpteen hours. And yes, I miss a lot living like a shot in. No, I haven't got cooks and cars and diamonds. Yes, my clothes are not Paris fashions, but in Buddy's eyes, I'm young, I'm beautiful. In Buddy's eyes, I don't get older. So life is ducky and time goes flying, and I'm so lucky I feel like crying.
Bueno, y hasta aquí la primera parte de este musical Follies. Dejamos aquí la tensión, lo que va a pasar entre Sally y Ben. La semana que viene terminaremos de escuchar este precioso musical en esta, además, espectacular versión. Y hasta la semana que viene en The Broadway a la Gran Vía. Aquí les esperamos.